Welcome to the Repossible Podcast, episode 102. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. It's Thursday. I had a bit of an epiphany, one of those moments, with just those simple things when you just know something. And I recorded it, and I'm going to share it with you. Have a great Thursday. Have a great week. Hope you're well in these crazy times. I'll see you next week. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Did it. Holy crap. I found my purpose in life. You'd think I would have known that by now, but it turns out it just can just fall on you like a feather that you feel in your arms or hit you like a lightning bolt. But this morning it hit me. This morning I found my purpose in life. I found what makes me truly and deeply happy. Do you know that about you? I mean, I'm not sure I knew it. I thought it was me creating and writing books and doing videos like this. I love doing this. But what makes the hair stand up on my arm? What gives me the butterflies? What gives me the chills? And that is helping somebody get past the hurdles that they've been stuck with. Helping them to create, to get over the fears that they've had, and then move on. And then open doors that they didn't even know were doors. Here's what happened this morning. This morning, I got a text with an audio attachment. And the audio attachment was an audiobook recording of a chapter of a book that she's writing. Now, just the idea of her writing is already fantastic. But the audiobook, that's sort of like that next step, that next level of daring. I mean, how many audiobooks have you narrated, right? I mean, I've now done a zillion. I think 12. But a few years ago, I had done none. And now for me, I've been there, done that. I've written 21 books. I've narrated, I don't know, 11 or 12 of them. That's for me. It's still exciting. But what's even more exciting and brings me like more love and goodness and joy is helping somebody else get to that point. Now, she recorded her audiobook, and you could hear it in her voice. She was just giddy that she was doing it. And I think it's going to be okay, but I'll put this in the Spark podcast this week. But you got to hear it. So she's 81 years old, and she also happens to be my mother. That makes me even prouder. A few months ago, I had an 8-year-old, and she got over, if she had any fears, I don't know. But maybe she just needed someone to spark that creativity in her, because she has a book. In fact, I'll put the video here below, but she has a video of her opening up the book she got in the mail. And you just see the joy in her face. She's just pride. It's just self-confidence is just like shining, sparking out of her. Because she made something. It's hers. Her voice has been heard. Her message is going to be shared. The title is something like, Flowers Make Me Happy. I mean, can you get any more like goodness? So this is what makes me happy. Helping people get over their fears, go out there and create, have their voice be heard. Get over the fear of having their voice being heard. Get over it. Creating, making, building, doing, singing, speaking, here on video. I wouldn't have dared do this a few years ago. Now here I am. Boom, here we go. It is not an issue. I've now published 21 books. I don't know what, 4, 6, 5 years ago? Zero books. My first book, was it the best? Did I win awards? Did it sell a million copies? Am I making $1 million an hour? No. Did it lead to all this other stuff? I didn't even expect. I wouldn't have dreamt of in decades. Yeah. Because I broke through that initial ceiling of fear and I got past it. And then the world opened up. And look what's happened. Who knows what's happened? And all these things have happened. And it wouldn't have happened had I not broken through those fears. And this is what I am now helping others do, whether it be 8-year-olds or 80-year-olds. Let's get your book out there. Let's get your voice heard, your message shared, and get it out of you. And the weird part is I'm not even so interested in the audience and getting it out to millions of people and making millions of dollars. Sure, that stuff is great. But when you get that out of you, it's almost like a sickness or a disease. Or, you know, when you're sick and you can't think of anything other than being sick? Oh, I just wish I can't wait till I feel good again. And then you feel good again. But when you're sick, you can't even imagine what it's like to be healthy anymore. This is how I see it. The transition from getting over this fear, from letting this like this ball, this ulcer, this tumor inside of you, which is going to grow and fester. Isn't that a nasty word? Fester. Grow and fester and invade your body unless you let it out. So let's get that tumor out of your body before it grows and festers. Let's get that ulcer of something that you've been holding on to for a long time. Let's get that message out, that voice, that story. Maybe it's a product idea. Maybe this is a business thing. Maybe it's an idea you have for a service or a company or a joint venture you want to do with others. I don't know. For me, it started out as kids' books. Have I become a children's author? No. Have I become a writer, public speaker, teacher? Yep. Am I loving it? Yep. Where's your glass ceiling? What's holding you back? What's holding that ulcer, that tumor, that thing inside you? What's holding that inside? And let me help you get it out. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. And things are good. That's what makes me happy. Helping others break through their ceilings, get over their fears, get on with it, and open up doors that you didn't even know were there. Hey.